But in England, civil servants are different. They do not think that they are soldiers. They think that they are businessmen. They are polite and kind and always smile and say yes when somebody asks a question. So everybody leaves British civil servants in their offices and they are able to spend all day quietly reading murder stories. Why, you ask, do difficult people in Britain leave British civil servants in their offices without asking them to do any work? I will tell you. 1. British civil servants write and speak a language that nobody understands. 2. Civil servants never decide anything. They say that they will think about something, or think about it again. 3. You can never find a British civil servant. Their job is to help people, but if you try to find a civil servant, in fact, he is never there. He is out on business. He is out for lunch. He is somewhere having tea. Or he is just out. Some civil servants are clever. They go for tea before they come back from lunch. British civil servants are always polite. Before the war, British civil servants ordered an alien to leave the country. He asked to stay a few more weeks, but they told him no, he had to leave. He stayed, and a short time later, he got this letter. Dear Sir, we are very sorry to tell you that the government has looked through all your papers again and has decided that you cannot stay in this country. We are terribly sorry to tell you that you must leave in the next 24 hours. If you do not, we will have to make you leave. Your servant, XXX. In Europe, rich and important people have friends, cousins, and brothers that they know who are civil servants and who help them to get everything that they want. In England, if your friends and family are civil servants, they do nothing for you. This is the beautiful thing about England.